Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and you. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Loos.
John.
And we have had quite a show.
Yeah, what I love, John, about the show. I'm sorry. I'm doing just what I tell people not to do, interrupting you.
No, but, go.
You know, there's so many times you have conversations, but they're really not conversations. Somebody's talking at you, like in your own life. They're talking at you. You're really not having a conversation. And I believe, for the most part here, we do have conversations, as opposed to anybody talking at anybody. And to me, that's very enlightening, if you will. I love that.
And that's how you learn, you know. I mean, that's how I guess you say, that's how I learn best, you know. I mean, we could be having a presentation, you know, and that's when I laugh when I'm scheduling people for the show, because like, oh, you know, do you want a specific question answer? I was like, I always start off with like, it's real conversational, you know, because it's, you know, and I think that it makes, you know, some of these topics that we deal with are heavy or complex, you know, and the fact that, you know, having you guys talk it out and, you know, it just makes it more understandable, you know, these some of these issues and topics, which I think is important. So good job to you guys for being wonderful hosts and starting that discussion.
I'll agree with Otto 100% there, because, and the one thing, Otto, where I will go, and I'm going to compliment Otto, is Otto does his homework, but he listens. So when the person's talking, you're listening to them. And then, as you would in a cocktail party,
right?
Tell me more about you. And you want to, you don't want to know I'm an engineer and whatever I'm doing. You want to know about the person, which comes out very often in your questions. And so it does, it becomes a nice a conversation with family over dinner on a Sunday. Like, what are you up to today? And you tell me the story and we have fun.
Yeah, and with some people, you can have a conversation, and with other people, they may be really good friends, but it's a little more difficult to have a conversation. You know, it's a little bit lopsided as far as the conversation.
Yeah, absolutely. And then next week, I want to tell everyone to make sure they tune in, because we're having on Jennifer Kona, who is on the chair of the Board of Trustees over at the Long Island Alzheimer's and Dementia Center. So she's going to come on and talk about how they have kind of adapted to providing services during the pandemic. So she'll be on, so that should be really wonderful.
I'm just going to jump in. Yeah, Jennifer Kona also is the law firm where Marcus O'Toole works.
Yes.
And Marcus has been on as an estate planner, and he's a wonderful young man. Everybody's a baby to me, but he's a good guy, and he's been very helpful to clients of mine, et cetera. And this is the firm he works with. And then one day, you know, I think it's wonderful that people get involved. There's a woman who's very successful, but yet look, she's involved giving back to the community.
Yeah, it's great. It's just a showcase, another great person in the community. So that's really exciting. And then just quickly, I just want to tell people what is also to come.
Yeah,
we have on Deborah Heiser, who's a PhD, who's done a bunch of different TED Talks. So she's going to be on, and she is going to discuss rethinking aging, overcoming age biases, and a passion for life. So I think that's going to be a really great segment. I'm excited for her. Then we're going to have on also in March, New York State Assemblywoman Gina Saletti will be on. We have on Dr. Deep Parikh, who is an ophthalmologist, who's going to talk about macular degeneration and just eye health in general, which I think is another complex kind of issue. And then April comes and we have on Rebecca Miller, who's going to talk about her journey into mindfulness. And then we have Supervisor Judy Bosworth, very exciting, will be on, and she will do a little recap of the state of the town. We also are going to have on Greg Balbera, who is from Right at Home, Nassau, Suffolk, and he's going to talk about the top questions about geriatric mental health answered, because we know that's something that all of us have been talking a lot about now, so he'll discuss that. And then on April 23rd, we're going to have on Randy Height from the Nancy Marks Cancer Wellness Center over at the Sid Jacobson JCC, because they do amazing programs. I'm on their email list and I see all these virtual programs that they've been doing during the pandemic. Is really just is wonderful. So, and then April 30th, we're going to end April with the Community Relations Director, Andrea Niederman, over at the Port Washington Public Library. They are such a great library, who doing all kinds of great stuff. And then we're also going to have on Carol O'Neill, who is the director of EAC, and she is going to talk about all the great programs. EAC does Meals on Wheels. They actually provide our social workers, and they do our respite program for caregivers. So Carol is wonderful, and she's been on the show before. So that is a lot, and I'm in May, so we'll be doing May. Hopefully May will be booked soon. So we are just flying through, guys.
You know, I'm going to send you information for May if you have an interest. Mm-hmm. You know who wants to come back on again is Paul, who was the fishing book.
Oh, yes. He was great.
His fish tank. He has a website. He's all his fish tank just 50. It's the oldest fish tank, saltwater fish tank in America. Yeah. It turned 50. He started it when he was 20 or 21 years old. He just moved 2 years ago. That same tank has been with him, gone all over the place. He has his own coral growing in it.
Ooh,
it's amazing.
Yeah, so he was great. He was the one we'd love to have because he was a great guest. Because I remember we just talked about all kinds of different things when he was on the show. So it was definitely.
Yeah, and he was a vet in Vietnam.
Yeah, remember he was laughing because he didn't come on to talk about that. And then we kind of, you know, that's what I always love, how organically things kind of go in different directions. So
right.
You know, that's a good topic if you think about it, is hobbies that people might have.
Yeah.
Like I have a nephew who's goes out into places all the way on the East End and takes pictures of birds. And he's got some spectacular photographs of birds, really. I mean, and he goes out there and, you know, I don't know how he sees them or whatever. And he must have a camera that can zoom in. But just the point being that it's a hobby that somebody gets pleasure out of.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Maybe we ought to be putting out the feeler for people who have kind of unique hobbies that
we could ask all of our guests what is their hobby. You know, everyone's got their own, you know, kind of thing. You know, and my husband will say I have too many hobbies, you know, and interests, but but I think, you know, especially during this time, it's so important, you know, and that's a great point, Otto, to have a little kind of hobby or something, you know, to think about. You know, I say that all the time, you know, everyone's brain is stressed out and can go a million different directions. But if you do have a hobby, you know, or an interest in something or collecting something, whatever it might be, I think is certainly something beneficial. So
Who is this person that you're talking about with the birds?
My nephew.
Okay.
Who's 60 some odd years old. You know, he just retired. I'm getting older, John. I'm realizing all of a sudden I had somebody tell me, oh, he's 70. He's 70? I said, I knew him when he was a kid.
Listen, Otto, everyone's getting older, but Otto's staying the
same. I'm looking at
Otto's staying the same.
I look the same. How the hell, how did he get like that?
I hear you. But you know what? Age is just a number, Otto.
Exactly. I believe
that.
You have to believe that, whether you like it or not.
You got to talk yourself into it. I agree with you.
I love it. But I also want to encourage people to take advantage of all the wonderful programs that North Hempstead Project Independence is providing virtually now. You know, hopefully we'll get to a place soon where we can kind of incorporate, you know, in-person things. But for right now, we are virtual. And there's really great programs. There's all kinds of social groups. There's advisory committees. And I really recommend people to go to the advisory committees because there's usually a great speaker. And it's a place to kind of discuss and learn about what's happening in the community.
There is one on Monday involving New Hyde Park and I believe Mineola, and I'm not sure what else, but virtual advisory meeting Monday, 11 a.m. If want more details, I'm sure you could call.
Yeah, you just call 311. Absolutely. And you'll get the Zoom link and whatnot. And I just encourage people to, and listen, if you don't have the capability to, you know, have a computer or, you know, a smartphone, whatever it is, you can call into these meetings too. So we have tons of people that participate just via the telephone. So they don't have a video capability, but they are on the phone, you know, and it kind of brings it to, you know, connection. And I have to say this week was so wonderful because I had sent out an update of, you know, radio show stuff. And I heard back from a lot of our radio show committee family. So that was really, really nice. I just want to give a special shout out to all those people that reached out. I heard from Ann Hirsch. We talked for a while. I heard from David Linden. He is now a great grandfather. Him and Joan. So that was really nice to hear about. And I heard from Janet Entine, who was doing wonderful. So it was just really great to talk to them. And they were all saying what a great lineup it is. And it was just nice to stay connected. So it's important. So that was just my little shout out to all the radio show family members that we unfortunately don't get to see all the time. But of course, we're always thinking about them. And they're always giving me great topics. So
that's important. They're still involved. They just may not be with us. Because I heard, I don't know if it's true or not, that Otto had sent a very threatening letter to them all. You sent a very threatening letter to all the other co-hosts saying, don't rain on my parade. I'm coming in.
You know, actually, I do miss, like we used to have every once in a while, a radio committee meeting where we would talk about topics and ideas and whatever.
Yeah, so listen, but, I was talking, you know, Dan, we were saying maybe we can do some kind of virtual kind of, you know, committee meeting and chat and see who can participate, because I think it would be, you know, it's a great place to kind of, that's where I've, you know, I get, and I want to tell people that if you're watching the show, if you're listening to it, whatever it might be, and you know someone that's interesting or you have a topic that you want to learn more about, whatever it might be, you know, we've clearly had all different types of guests on this program. If you just call 311 or 869-6311, say you want to be connected to me, Christina, they'll send it over to me, and I think it's the best. Some of the best guests that we have had on the show were recommendations from different people, and that's all. That's it. We want to make everyone feel a part of it. You know, that's how we're a community radio show, so it's nice to do.
And if you call Christina and think you have somebody who is interesting, and they prove not to be interesting, we'll call you back and say, "Don't ever call again."
I'm going to pass it along to Dan, and then Dan can call you and tell you, nope, they can't come on. That's what I'm going to do. But I also want to tell people that we have a service which has been going really great. It's our volunteer, Barbara Melman, who will actually provide Zoom training over the phone. So if you really want to learn these things, just call her and she'll give you a quick run through of how to do it. So, oh my God, I can't believe we're like approaching the end of the show. How does this even happen?
Bottom line, Christina just started to say it, call 311. You need anything in this town, the town of North Hempstead, you call 311. That's it for today. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Enjoy, and we'll be back next week.